Richard Sandro.
Again, I'd like to thank you for coming and supporting what's going on. Family members that are here. I'd like to say that in 1964, I was in Dayton, Ohio.
We can't hear you.
Wait. Okay, do it again. Right. What was that?
Closer to your mouth.
It's up on my mouth, right here.
That's it. Okay. Got to do that.
In 1964, Lyndon Baines Johnson came to Dayton, Ohio, told me not another American boy was going to die in Vietnam. In 1965, my cousin was killed and I got my draft notice. Now, we know that the Gulf of Tonkin was a lie. We know that the Vietnam War was a lie. Now, today I find myself going, I'm having visions of things coming all over again. Another president coming and telling us that there's weapons of mass destruction. There's all kinds of reasons why we had to go into Iraq and destroy these people. Again, another lie. People keep talking about terror. I want to tell you about terror. Terror is the incompetence of our leaders. That is terror. It's causing terror against the Iraqi people. It's causing terror against the American people. If you want to understand what's going on in Iraq, understand cowboys and Indians. Cowboys and Indians is what has made this country. And every war we go to, as far as I'm concerned, it's about cowboys and Indians. Somehow America seems to think that everything in this world is ours to be had. And if the people of those countries want to fight us, somehow they are terrorists. Again, there's another thing that's being talked about when Cindy Sheehan is being addressed by the media. I see people on the other side saying, well, she's undermining our troops in Iraq. We shouldn't really be talking about this now because, well, we're undermining our troops and we should talk about this later. First of all, I'd like to say that's asked backwards. We should have been talking about it before we went. That way, we wouldn't have to see the death that we're seeing now. It's sad because I have to tell you who I believe is undermining our troops. It's not the peace movement that's undermining our troops. It's my government. My government sent these people over there to do the bidding of not democracy. But you have to understand something. The oil workers from Iraq has come to this country, and they have been telling us union people here in this country that the United States will not allow, understand this, will not allow the oil workers to form a union. Okay, is this democracy in action? If that's what the people want, I don't think so. Where are the religious leaders in this country? Where are they? During the Vietnam War, they weren't heard from either. And they're not being heard from now. There were a few Catholic priests and nuns who got out there and poured lamb blood on Selective Service files. Where are they now? We need more people to stand up. You cannot believe the lie, because the longer you believe the lie, it becomes the truth of this country. And we've been lying for 500 years. It's time that we, the people of this country, have a dialogue with each other. Stop being scared. Who died in Vietnam? It was Latino brothers and sisters. It was Indian people. It was white working class people. It was the working class people. Who is dying in Iraq? It's people who mostly needed jobs, didn't understand the poverty draft, and now are dying. Those who joined the reserves found themselves in a situation they never thought they'd find themselves in, and now they're there, and they're dying. So people, please, if you are religious and people of faith, and I have to tell you, people of faith have to stand up, because you are as responsible for those fundamentalists out there as the rest of us. So please, stand up, talk to your people, go to your organizations, talk to your brothers and sisters and your family.